We are on Lamed Tes Samad Aleph. We are 39A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line from the top. Let us say that Rav is a Machlokes Tanoim. Now we have three opinions. Somebody's Magdish is Eved. Now there are three opinions. One opinion says he means the value of the Eved. And that was Remeir, because he said a person doesn't talk about Hegdish without giving Hegdish a profit. Anything he says, the words he wants to give to Hegdish, even if it doesn't fit the regular way of doing things, because his language is unclear or it's not doable, but he wants to give something to Hegdish. And therefore we look for any way we can translate the words that he's giving something to Hegdish. Therefore we say he means the value of Hegdish. We had another opinion that he means to make his Hegdish Eved, Eved Hegdish for its value, and that a person can do that. A person can make an Eved Hegdish for its value. That's what the second opinion was. We had that Brisa that said that. And the third opinion was Rav, who said that an Eved is like an animal that's kosher for a carbon, that it rises to its highest level of Kedusha. And even if he means to donate the Eved for its value, it automatically goes free, because that is its highest level of Kedusha. That is the three opinions we had yesterday, and from there we move on. Let us say that Rav's opinion, that a person automatically goes free when he's Magdish is Eved, the Eved automatically goes free, is the subject of a Machloikas Tanoi. Hamagdish Avdai Eimayelim Boi. Somebody donates his Eved to Hegdish, there's no Me'ila, which means the Eved does not become Hegdish. Doesn't say what happens, it just does not become Hegdish. Rabbi Yoshimon Gamlielimer, Mayelim Besarai. Your Mayel in his hair. Now, why hair, not everything else? The Gemara will elaborate. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to say he does become Hegdish. There is Me'ila in the hair, which means the hair belongs to Hegdish. And again, why not to rest in the body will be discussed. And the Tanakhama says there's no Me'ila, which at this point we understand that to mean the Eved doesn't belong to Hegdish. Here we have a Machlokes. Can a person donate an Eved to Hegdish? Tanakhama says it doesn't work. We assume he agrees to Rav that says, if you're Magdish and Eved, the Eved goes free. Therefore, there's no Me'ila. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says there is Me'ila because he agrees to that price that it said. You can be Magdish and Eved, and the Eved actually becomes Hegdish. That's what it says over here. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I remember my Elam Basara. My love, isn't it the Mar Sever, the Mar Sever Kaddish, Mar Sever ain't a love Kaddish. Isn't this the Machloikis? Can an Eved become an item of Hegdish? And for the Gemara of Tisbara, that's the way you want to understand it. So, hi, Mayelim Vay, Mayelim Vay. Why does it say the words Mayo and not Mayo? Hi, Kaddish Rain and Kaddish me, Mayelim. Should have said, is he belong to Hegdish? Why are we dealing with a consequence of Hegdish? We should be dealing with whether he becomes Hegdish. It's not a question of whether there's Me'ila, it's a question of whether he belongs to Hegdish. Therefore, there's a question of Me'ila. Not that Me'ila is the basic Machloikas. Ella the Kula Makadish. This Bryce of both Tanoim disagree with Rav. They hold that if a person donates an Eved to Hegdish, he can become Hegdish. And that's not the issue here. But Hokabokimiflavi, the Mar Sava Avda Kimikarka dummy, or Mar Sava Kimitalkali dummy. Karka, there's no Me'ila. We learn out that if a person donates a piece of land to Hegdish, and then somebody uses the land, he's not Ivra Me'ila. Me'ila is only by Metalkalim. This is a derived in Masechtas Me'ila. So the question is an Eved have halacha of Karka? Because we learn now from a pasuk according to one man the Amar, that we treat an Eved like Karka. If he's like Karka, there's no Me'ila by an Eved. This is a biblical question. Does an Eved have halacha of Karka? If yes, then there's no Me'ila. So it's not because it's not Hegdish. Because if that were the case, the Braisa would have said, Ein HaKadosh. It doesn't say that. It says, Ein Me'ilim Bayim. Which means, it's a Me'ila question. He belongs to Hegdish. Is there Me'ila or not? Why should or shouldn't there be Me'ila? Is Eved Kikarka, Omar Saber, Avdi Kibitalkali Dami? Right? This is a Machloikas of how to treat an Eved throughout Shas. Is an Eved considered like Karka? Because the Pasuk says, V'snachaltam oisim levnechem achrechem l'reshes achuza. The Torah says, bequeath it to your children. They should inherit your achuza. Achuza usually means land. And the Torah calls it Eved Achuza, or he's a movable item, so he's metatlin. This is the machloikis throughout Chas. So that's the machloikis. Will there be mi'ila, or there won't be mi'ila? Practic Gemara, if that's the case, he argues out the miflugi bisari, liflugi begufoi. So why are we arguing about his hair? There should be a machloikis. If somebody uses the evet, is he ever mi'ila? What does the guy do with his hair? Evet the Gemara, the kula amav the gemetkarkidami. Both these tanaim are of opinion that there's no mi'ila. The evet belongs to Hekdesh, not like Rav. There's no mi'ila because there's no mi'ila on the land of Hekdesh. The machloikis is about hair. Why is hair different? Because v'halcha b'saray ayimid l'gazis k'miflagi. We talk about the guy's ready for a haircut. His hair is ready to be cut off. So is that hair considered part of the evet? Or since it's ready to be cut off, we view it as a separate entity, and that's a movable item because we're cutting the hair off. But my subject goes, my subject goes, is dummy. My subject love goes, is dummy. Means everybody agrees that once you cut the hair off, it's metalkla. This is how Rabbeinu Tam learns. Rabbeinu Tam learns that even though it started off being mechuber to the evet, when you donated the evet, not necessarily was the hair ready to be have a haircut, but 2 weeks later the hair is ready to be cut. If you cut it, there's mila. It's no longer karka. If you didn't cut it yet, it's on its head, but ready to be cut. Is it still part of the karka? Or do we say, since it's ready to be cut, it's considered metalklim already, and therefore, there would be me'ila. That's the machlekes tanoim. Nothing to do with Rav. Both these tanoim disagree with Rav, and they hold that Evet can become Kaddish. And the machlekes is a me'ila machlekes, and it's a machlekes about hair that's ready to be cut off. Is that considered karka, or since it's ready to be cut off, it's considered metalklim? Rashi. Rashi. Lema ketanoi zoktrashi. Magdish evet, kaddish aloi kaddish. Meilim besaroi, daf kenokat. We're talking about hair. Well, the comment the fire slow the Gemara. Well, explain. El the kula am a kaddish limachal ledemov. Everybody agrees, not like Rav, that this has become kaddish to be sold. E meilu bekakos. The gamina meilu mechait chait mitruma. We learned that from Xerish Shavu from Truma. Ma Truma betalush, av meilu betalush. Just like Truma is something off the ground, you cannot make Truma b'mechoba l'karka. Same thing, Me'ila is not something attached to the ground. M'shechtus Me'ila, b'teris k'renim. Yigazes dami, ve'enik b'mechoba l'karka, it's not like it's attached to the ground. Yes, harav kon shlitam.
Is this thing by
Dhamma
karka not applied with Isha also?
No.
Why?
Because it doesn't. Because you don't sell your wife and you don't bequeath her to your children. No, it's in mitzvahs. He doesn't wear a sheitel. According to you, he has the same halachas of an ishi. He should wear a sheitel. Halacha, exactly. This is not halacha. This is a fact of whether he's kikark or not.
The other thing is, does it dummy or not? I mean, my son gets a haircut every week and a half.
Okay, I don't know. You'll have to write a letter to Ravina Ravashi to find out at what point is the hair fully grown. I don't know.
How are you my old attached hair?
You use the hair to move something, to sweep something. I don't know. You'll think of a case. Yes.
If he donates land, his field to Hekdesh, and the fruits are ripe on the tree and ready to be picked, they don't become a metalton.
Yeah, are you so sure? You just said a statement as if you're 100% sure. How about if we wait to the next piece of Gemara? We'll discuss that very case. In a different setting, but that very case. Zakta Gemara, Lei Mahani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. According to the way you explained it, so these Tanoim, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, seem to be arguing in the same machloikas as other Tanoim. Did not. The halacha is, we don't swear on land. Any claim about land is no shvuah. Learned out, Masechtas Babakama, Masechtas Shvuas. There is no shvuah on land. So if I come over to you and I said, you sold me 100 acres of land, and the guy says, I only sold you 50. Classic case of Maida B'miktas. Usually, if I say, you owe me $100, and you say, I only owe you 50, there's a Shvuah D'Raisa. Maida B'miktas has to swear. partial admission has to swear. If it's about land, there's no shvua. There is our custom. We don't swear about land. So the following story happens. That not. Remeya Reimer. Yesh dvarim shehem kekarka, ve'enem kekarka. There are things that are land, but don't get treated like land. The Chachamim say, no, land is land, is land, is land. Ketzad. Eser kvarim dus tunais mesarti loch. I gave you 10 vines that were had grapes. And I need them back. There was only 5. So this is a denial of 5 vines, but also of 5 vines that are full of grapes. Remeir Mechayev, Mechachamim Aymrim, Kalamachubur Lekarka Hu Kekarka. So why does Remeir argue? The grapes are attached to the ground. The grapes are fully grown. And since they're ready to be harvested, the question becomes, are they karka or are they metalklin? Remeir says they're considered harvested. We view them as metalklin. Rabbanu Savri, lav kibturis damyin. They're not viewed as metalklin. So here is the same achloikas, except instead of hair, it's grapes. And for the Gemara, no. A filu tamer and mayor. No. There's a difference between grapes and hair. Why? Because atkan the kamer mayor hasam, el banovim the kamer the kamer mikrishi krishi. Rameir only said it there because if you leave grapes on the tree beyond, they get ruined. You must pick the grapes at a certain point. Because if not, it's detrimental to the grapes. So Rameir said, we view them as harvested. Because that's got to be done. If not, you're ruining your grapes. Avohocha, by hair, the kamegoyash mukhe mashbach. The more hair, the better. Hair doesn't get ruined by staying on a head. And therefore, Rameir would say, here I agree. It's not like it's cut off. The Rameir does not necessarily pick sides in the machloikas of hair. Because machloikas of hair is because it's supposed to be cut off. But there's no impetus, there's no push that this has to be done. Whereas by grapes, it's much stronger than its ibidli butzer, because the longer you leave it on the tree, it becomes detrimental. That's why Remeir says there it's kumtzurais. He would now going back to your case of Me'ila, it would be the same achloikas as Remeir and Rabbanon. That's why I said you can't assume that there wouldn't be Me'ila. That's the machloikas.
The Torah says he adds a
chomash
and he
redeems
his field.
That's if he does Me'ila b'shayig, then you pay back the value of your pleasure plus 25%.
But if it was
you, let's say it's a land of hektish, and you decided to make your chasana there. So you had $500 worth of pleasure. So if there would be Me'ila, you'd pay Hegdish $600. Sorry, $625. And if there's no Me'ila, you don't pay Hegdish a penny. That doesn't mean you didn't do an Isser. There's no payment of Me'ila. Now, let's say you had pleasure from the grapes that are on the ground, and I don't know how you would have it without harvesting them. So many times says once you harvest them, it's metalklin. But if you can think of a way that you have pleasure from something growing on the ground, that would be a machlekes from Meir and Rabbanon, if it's fully grown. I would have to use my imagination of how you have pleasure from a crop that's growing from the ground without eating it.
Does he give a fifth of the value of when he donated it to Hektish?
No, what it's worth, the pleasure he had.
What it's worth?
The pleasure that he had.
Well, you say he wants to redeem his field.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking Me'ila. Me'ila is not redemption. There's an issue in the Torah that you're not allowed to use to have pleasure from Hektish.
Right.
We're not talking about Hektish selling.
If it was not part of the karka, what I'm saying is by redeeming its field.
He's not redeeming. Where do you see a word redeeming here? Nobody's redeeming Hegdish. If you're redeeming, you pay Hegdish its current value plus 25%.
Right.
If you're, yeah, that's if you're the owner.
But if what I'm saying is, if the crop was only to be harvested, why isn't that considered like metalpo and variety at that point?
Again, I'm trying to. You're mixing redemption and me'ila. The two are separate issues, nothing to do with each other. Okay. We're talking about a guy that's not redeeming the field of Hekdesh.
But we're saying that the hair to be cut is like it's already cut.
And therefore he's Ivra Me'ila.
And they're right. But it's not really cut yet.
So that's the Shaila, something ready to be cut. Do we view it as if it's cut already or not?
Why does that apply to the case of Me'ila also?
It does. That's what it's talking about.
To a case of redemption.
I understand. You redeem a title, you redeem karka. There's no different price. Whatever it's worth. What do I care if it's karka medaltlin? Redemption is done by market value.
Because if he's redeeming his field, you could say that's not part of his field anymore.
Again, he's redeeming the field and the grapes. The market value of the two together. The market value of the two together. That's what he's redeeming.
The grape field is much more worth.
Yeah. Again, redemption is done by market value. Rashi. We did Rashi.
Now, how many does?
I don't know if we did Rashi. Yes.
Dummy, when does the Me'ila start?
When it's still. That's what I just spoke out. Rabbi Tam says that when you cut it off, everybody agrees it's Me'ila. Because now it's without one.
I understand, but what meaning?
When it's I'm Ibn Ligazis. I know your nephew gets a haircut every 1.5 weeks.
I said son.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I knew when I said nephew that you said son.
But Rebbe, what I'm trying to say is that the Hanah, it doesn't come until you use it as a broom or something.
Exactly.
It's not, even if you consider it like it's cut, big deal, but at that moment it's no Me'ila yet. It's
the Me'ila is when you use it.
Oh, right.
So the question is, you use this hair. No. You use this hair when it was Ahmed Ligazes. You used it. Post facto.
What? You used it what?
While it was Ahmed Ligazes, you bent the Evet's hair down, head down, and you used this hair to do something.
Oh, okay. Fine. I mean,
it's not fine, but it's not, sir. But
even though it's on the head.
That's yeah. When you used it.
Right. Okay.
If it's
considered
mechuber,
it's not.
There's no me'ila, but mechuber l'karka. We wanted to compare hair that's ready to be cut to grapes that are ready to be harvested. The Gemara says it's not necessarily a good comparison. The Gemara doesn't say for sure it's not. The Gemara says it's not necessarily a good comparison. So one has to come off, and one doesn't have to come off. It's going
to
ruin the grapes if it stays on there. If you don't harvest something in the right time, it gets ruined. Whereas hair, the more the merrier.
Why does it get better?
Worth more. Makes a better shaitel. Rashi. Don't you actually? Yes, Dvaram Shain Kikarka, Mukhubaram Lakarka, the Aindan Kikarka, the Kaimalan Aindishbaram Alaka cause. Valkfanim Halolu Nishbaram Baidoram Miktasataina. However, Rameir says, if you admit part of the claim, you would swear about these vines. Masar Dilach, Lishmar Bekarkoi, Afilatay Mahadat Tonyach Emoilim Besarik Remeri, Ashbucha Mashbach, Hukaklavki Gazas Dami, that died Sarach Lichiburoi, still benefits from its attachment. Okay. Zakti Gemaravait, Kisalik Rabchia Bar Yosef. When Rabchia Bar Yosef came to Eretz Yisrael, Amar lo hashmaita the Rav kamei de Rabbi Yechonon. He said over the halach of Rav of hamafkir avdai yatzal lecheres, not magdish. Hamafkir avdai yatzal lecheres. He said to Rabbi Yechonon, Rav said, if you're mafkir your eved, he goes free. Right, that's what he told him. Amar Rav hachi, Rav said that? Frekti Gemara, v'hu lo yamar achi. Rabbi Yochanan is reacting as if he doesn't hold that way. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. V'amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan, amavka avdi yotze l'cheres yitzarok get shichur. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you mavka your eved, he goes free monetarily and he needs to get shichur. So Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. So why is he reacting to the statement that Rav said it as if Rav said something? What? Rav said it? Well, you said the same thing.
What do you mean, Rav? Who said Rav said he is against
shichur? Zuck to Gemara Hachikamalei. According to the first answer, first shot, this is what he meant to say. Oh, I'm a Rav Kvasi. Oh, Rav said the same I said. He was happy to hear that Rav agrees with him. Rav was the Gadol Hadar. Everybody respected Rav. So Bianchon was very pleased to hear that Rav agrees with him. Ikadi Amri, Voisai Muakameh. They did not finish the statement, because if you remember on the Amud Beis, this statement was said, Mavkar Avdi Yatzel Lecheres. Then the Gemara had a Shaila. Does he need get Shechur, or does he not get that Shechur? And then we quoted that Rav Chiya Bar Ava said in the name of Rav that it does need a get Shechur. Now, what part was said over to Rav Yechanan? So the Ikadi Amri said they didn't finish that statement. They just said Yatzel Lecheres. So Rabbi Yechon's reaction was, Amaloi, for the Amar Rav Tzarek Get Shechur. And Rav didn't say you need a Get Shechur, meaning if you don't need a Get Shechur, then he's not agreeing to Rabbi Yechon. So when he told Rabbi Yechon, he said, Yatzel Lecheres, and they didn't finish that statement, Tzarek Get Shechur, Rabbi Yechon reacted, what? Rav said this? Rabbi Yechon Tamei. I'm Rabbi Yechon. I'm Kavli Yatzel Lecheres, and Tzarek Get Shechur. So there's two pshatim. First shot is that they told him the whole statement. Thank you. The first shot is they told him the whole statement, and he was pleasantly surprised that Rav agreed to him. And the second shot is they didn't tell him the whole statement, and he reacted like, and he doesn't need to get shikur. They didn't finish the statement to him. Therefore, he reacted that way. Rashi. To the Rav, Hamavkar Avdei Tzarek Yatzel Lecheres. Amar Rav Hachi bit me a question mark. Parak Shas Yiyu Rabbi Yechon Mili Amar Hachi. What's he questioning? Mi matam at my matam at the Rav. Why is he questioning Rav? They said Mu Kamei Lemilsa the Rav Kula. Alak Rav Yosef Amu Kamei. They said what Rav Yosef had said. Leitzayim Ba Mishmei the Rav Tzarek Yetchikur. He didn't end that line. Lepirshu Lefan of Hadar Minan Leel the Rav Chiya Bar Rav and Zayim Ba Mishmei the Rav Tzarek Yetchikur. They didn't tell it to him. So that's why he reacted. And he doesn't need to get Shechur? Yes, he does.
But there was a sign to say that Rav was talking about Makdish.
That's not what was said over to him. I was very careful to say. They told the Rav, Rabbi Yechon, the Loch of Mafker. Everybody agrees that he said it by Mafker. One who said he said it by Makdish is for sure by Mafker.
That meant that you would hold Mafkir also, but
that's what was quoted. This is what told Rabbi Yochanan. Now you're asking a kasha.
No. What I'm saying is that if you held that he said Makdish, I mean, he did not say Mafkir. Maybe the halakha could be the same.
Exactly. But that's what they told Rabbi Yochanan. They didn't talk about Makdish to Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, we're finished with Makdish. At least as far as I'm prepared, we're finished with Makdish. We're only going to be talking about Mafkir now. We did Makdish. Now we're up to Mafkar. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Eisrei Rababa Lula. So Rababa asked a question to Ula, meaning he's going to try to prove that you do not need a get shukur. Which, by the way, we had Shmuel's opinion a lot ago, who said that if you free an Eved, with Mavkar Avdai, ain't Tzarek get shichur. So there was opinion that disagreed with Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, this is a conversation that this was had in Eretz Yisrael, I think, between Rav Abba and Ula. This is not done about Rav, this is done about Rabbi Yochanan. It makes no difference. What works for Rav works for Rabbi Yochanan, what works for Rabbi Yochanan works for Rav. But the conversation was Rav Abba's question to Ula, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan. What's the question? The following halacha. A ger that dies and has no children, all his possessions become hefker.
Why would a get shift lord?
Nobody mentioned the word about. Oh yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
God would a get shift lord make a difference to enable him to marry a Jewess?
Because his isurim are Eved Kanani. He is an Eved Kanani.
Okay.
Means monetarily.
Yatzel Chayrus means
monetarily.
Yatzel, what does that mean exactly?
That he works for himself and he can become a multimillionaire. He can own Drycast, buy Drycast for $3.5 million.
When? I'll do it for $3 billion. And go back to learning. But the question I have is, how does the get stripper make a difference?
The Tyrus said that the way an Eved goes free, we're going to be discussing this at length later on, but at this point, is that the owner writes a mishtar saying, you are now free. And that get shichrur has the power to remove his halachos of Eved Kanani. We learn it out from a pasuk. And therefore, the pasuk says that the way you free an Eved is by writing a shtar shichrur. Similar, and I want to leave that as that person, that the way you free a wife is by writing a get isha. You free the wife from all her halachas of Eishes Ish. Right?
There's no other way of getting her out of there.
Again, because a wife is an Isser ownership, right?
Right.
Okay, and the way you free her is by writing a get isha.
Right.
We derive that the way you free an Eved and make him not an Eved, an Isser, is by freeing his in the same way you would free a wife. Again, I hate to be so crude, but that's what it is. In fact, we'll see that later on. That might be the. Okay, I'll believe it for later.
On the other hand, Shmuel holds you don't need to get shifted.
Because he has exeris akasav. Because the pasuk said the cholevet ish. So Shmuel darshens that extra word ish. Why did the Torah have to say the cholevet ish? Ish v'lo isha. So Shmuel darshens the word ish is saying that as long as you're his boss monetarily, he's an Eved. If not, it automatically goes off. Shmuel is a chiddush. Shmuel is a big chiddush. That because you don't own his money, all of a sudden, he can marry a Jewish girl. Where did that come from? Shmuel learns it's gzeiras hakasav. If you don't agree to that drasha, you don't have that gzeiras hakasav.
The reason I said everything I said
is because you wanted to say everything you said.
No, it's because I thought a get shifter was just a raya, like a
not a raya. No, it's not.
It was like a get, which is a tikkun rebelling, according to remember it wasn't raya.
Everybody holds a get as a deraisa, and nobody says a get as a tikkun rebelling.
You go to Belazar?
You need a get. He just holds a mesira, so what makes it a
right.
Get? But a get is a deraisa.
If you didn't have to get her from Lazar, she's not. What?
That's
only for Raya.
Why do we. One second. If he never hands a woman a get, can she be divorced?
From Lazar?
Wait, anybody?
Derisa?
Yeah.
Yes.
Without a get?
Yes.
Chas v'shalom.
Why? Well, holds
that means the Eid of Masira turns this into a valid divorce.
That's right,
the get becomes a valid divorce. The paper becomes a valid divorce. That's why you have signatures. A woman can never get divorced without a bill of divorce. Chas v'shalom. The tikkun rabbanon was that it should be signed. Because the gunter blazer, as long as two Adam read it and see you hand it over, they've validated this piece of paper and to make it a bill of divorce. But what makes her free is the reception of the bill of divorce. No woman can ever be divorced without a bill of divorce. The only way a person can divorce his wife is with a bill of divorce. What makes a bill of divorce into a bill of divorce? Rebbe Meir says the signatures, and Rebbe Eliezer says the aim to watch it being transferred. That's what makes this into a valid bill of divorce.
You don't need signatures.
Correct.
But you need the actual.
Absolutely. What?
When a Moran and a Marayim go on vacation, they come back, they get missed out.
Everybody's.
It happens. You know, it's amazing. But Lakewood does it.
Maybe in Lakewood they taught me something else.
That's why they say you went out to lunch. And some restaurant that's going out to lunch. Yes.
The Evident does not yet have a get shikur. He keeps his own money, makes his own living, but he still has relationship with the Baal, and that he can't be free until only the Baal can set him free.
Correct.
Can he eat truma any longer?
Theoretically, yes. Practically, I don't know. Theoretically, yes. He can't marry a shifcha. We're going to have that on Amud Beis. He cannot be married to a shifcha, even though he's still an Eved Kenani. Because the fact that he's not a total Eved Kenani bans him from a shifcha. That's why I'm not sure about Truma. Rashi's opinion. But we're going to be learning Gemara Rashi now. There are many Rishayim that argue a lot of things that I've said or will be saying. But I can't. We have to learn one shot. If not, we would have to learn the whole sugya again in a different shot. We're learning Rashi's shot in this sugya. Rashi holds that an Eved whose money is off can no longer stay married to a shifcha. Even though he's only his money is off and he still needs a star shechur. Rashi learns he can't marry a Jewish girl. He's not chayiv in tefillin, not chayiv in tzitzis, not chayiv in shofar, not chayiv in lulav, but he can't be married to a shifcha. So I don't know about truma.
I can't remember where I saw it last night. I think it was Shnayas. He's not allowed to learn Torah, Limud Torah for an Eved Kenani.
We don't teach Torah to an Eved Kenani, just like we don't teach Torah to a woman.
That's what they need to know. That's what we need to know.
I know, but if people don't realize this, if a woman learned everything she needs to know, she would have to learn like 15 hours a day for like 20 years. She has no Gantz Hilchus Shabbos. Gantz Hilchus Kashrus.
She doesn't.
Well, I don't know. My wife doesn't know all the things she had mechuyev to know. She knows what 90% to the 98% of her shailos, she knows the answer to.
And that's enough?
Well, I don't know. Do you teach your wife hilchos yudaya? So what exactly do you mean? That's how the life works. No offense to you. I don't know everything.
No, I understand that, but I never understood. They have a limited amount that they have to learn.
They have to know everything they have to do. They don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah for Talmud Torah's sake. They shouldn't come to Dir Shushir, where no halacha is discussed. They're not supposed to come to Dir Shushir. Some women listen in on the phone. I can't help that, but they don't have to come to Dir Shushir.
My daughter also is though. Seriously.
Yeah. I didn't say you. I didn't do. I just said some women. I didn't.
The reason women don't have to learn is because they don't have the time for it. You talked about it yesterday.
They don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Torah excluded them.
Which also...
I don't like reasons. The Torah excluded them.
They don't have that mitzvah, and therefore they're not allowed to do that mitzvah.
Who said they're not allowed to learn?
I'm asking you.
They learn everything they want.
But it's an issue to teach...
It's different than teaching and learning. We don't teach girls Torah to Baal Peh. Because the Lama has beat the Torah, kill the Malam, the Tiflis.
Okay, but they can if they want.
100%.
They can call
Torah Kula. 100%.
Okay. And Eved, the same thing?
Well, see, why not?
I thought there was an issue to teach.
We don't teach. Again, you just said teach and learn.
Wrong word, yeah.
Eitzer Ababalula. Ger Shemes, Ubizbizu Yisrael Nechasov. Now, when a ger dies without children, he has no relatives, because the minute he became a ger, he lost all his blood relatives. Gershon is Geyer, Kikotin Chanela Dummy. He has no father, he has no mother, he has no brothers, he has no sisters, halachically. The only relative he can have is his kids. His wife is never related to him. A wife never yarshens her husband. So the only relatives he could have is his own children that are born after he becomes Jewish. Now this ger unfortunately died with no children. So automatically, the minute he dies, every one of his possessions become hefker. First come, first serve. Ubizbuzu Yisrael Nechasav. and the Yidden came and grabbed his property. V'hoyu ben avodim. He owned slaves. Zokta Tanakama, Beng Dailam, Beng Tanim, Kano Atzma Bnei Chayrim. Whether they're adults or children, they are kind of themselves. Before anybody can acquire them, they acquire themselves from Hefker. They became Hefker, and therefore they become free. Abishah Leimer, Dailam Kano Atzma Bnei Chayrim, Tanim Kano Maksugrem Zokabem. Now in the Havamina, Abishah holds, Ketanim have no ability to acquire themselves from Hefker. They're Ketanim. They have no ability to make that Kenyan. Therefore, unfortunately for them, they cannot become free. Because how could they can't acquire anything unless somebody gives it to them. Nobody's giving it to them. They have to do it themselves. They can't. They're Ketanim. So at this point, the Machlokes Abishah in the Tanakhama is, do Ketanim have a right to acquire themselves from Hefker? That's the machloikas. Now, what we want to know is, v'chimi kasav get shechru le'elu. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, hefker is not enough to remove the iser. Who freed them? Kanu atzma b'nei chayrin? Who freed them? Where does the iser go off?
Not right in the charge,
Who's supposed to write it? The owner. There is no owner.
What's
Kanu Atzma
for the bubble
for? Again, Kanu Atzma B'nei Chayrin is understood now. They're totally free. Because there's nobody to write a Get Shichur. If they need a Get Shichur, you should have mentioned Kanu Atzma B'nei Chayrin, but they're still stuck being an Eved Kanani. They don't own the Isser. And part of the problem is, you can't be kind of the Isser from Hefker. Hefker is a monetary thing. The Isser died with the Ger. Can't be acquired unless you buy it. He can't buy it from him now.
So they're free from bubble.
Again, the price says they're free without any conditions put onto it. Again. The Braitha says they go free. The Braitha does not mention any restriction on them. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there should be an addendum here. They're free monetarily, but they're stuck for the rest of their lives being an Eved Kanani. Because nobody will ever be able to free them.
We had before when the Bakir Eved...
I knew you would say that. I'm trying to tell you. The Braitha should have mentioned that they're stuck being Avodim.
I'm sorry. Rav said,
forget about Magdish. I'm not Magdish.
What I'm trying to say there is, he says, Yetzlechir.
And Tzarech Yetzchir. But then the Gemara said, he said Tzarech Yetzchir.
That was a Shiloh we had.
Because if not, you hold like Shmuel. That he goes free automatically from the Drosh of Evidish.
That was a Brisa, wasn't it?
No.
That wasn't a Brisa?
No.
Well, he said that in Halacha.
Yeah.
Hamakdish, it says.
No Brisa.
It wasn't a Brisa?
No.
Amor Rav, Abba Yatzel Chiris, okay? I don't see anything over there that said anything about Get Shichur.
Again. If you don't need a Get Shichur, it's because you hold like Shmuel.
Right.
But if you hold like Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, who say you do need a Get Shichur, you don't hold like Shmuel.
That's good.
So this price just seems to say like Shmuel.
No, what's the riot? We had before where it's in Machzav Yatzel Chayru.
And we added Tzarek Get Shichur.
We had a question if you needed Get Shichur or not.
Right.
That means...
That maybe he holds like Shmuel.
Right.
And the answer was he doesn't hold like Shmuel.
So over here, we didn't add those words.
Yes, there. We did. We said yes, we did. The Gemara said, Saimu Kameh. They finished the statement. We just had that.
That was the story part. I'm talking about
Adam Lama Chesel and Bay. Again, if you don't say Tzarech Get Shichur, that means you don't need a Get Shichur.
Well, I'm sorry, but we had that thing with Abraham.
Okay, Abraham, we're going to repeat this 80 times. Listen to me carefully. The Braitha should have mentioned that he stuck being an Eved to the rest of his life. There should have been a mention of that. There's no mention of that.
I mean, Eved rest his life for Yisur, you mean?
Yeah. That's pretty big. He can never marry a Jewish girl, ever.
Rabbi?
Exactly. There's no mention of Get Shichur. So that was Abba's Kasha. Primi Kasav Get Shichur Elu. Who wrote this? Yes, Harvey.
I'm not understanding the concept here. It says Kanu Atzman. That sounds like he acquires himself. But he doesn't acquire anything. His status has been changed from property to non-property. He's no longer property, so he doesn't acquire himself anymore. I thought the
concept was. Why isn't he property?
What's that?
Why isn't he property?
Because his status has changed.
How does it
He's
change?
Not property.
How does it change?
It's changed because once the master is dead, he's no longer a piece of property.
Yes. Why is he different than the master's land? The master dies, no Yarshim, the land is acquired by first come, first serve. What makes the Abbot no longer property? He was property of the master. How did his status change?
I thought he's a human being now and no longer a piece of land.
Why not? You're right.
A
why
free
not?
Man is not is,
it's because he acquires himself and he becomes a human being. The mechanic why he turns
what
the property into human is because he has self-acquisition rights. And that's why Abishol says, Cotton who can't do that, that's the argument, a Cotton who can't do that is stuck. He's property. There's nothing to change his status.
So what does he do to acquire himself?
Being himself. Walks, talks, acts, sleeps, eats. An automatic acquisition. It never has to be used except in this case.
I'm really agreeing with Harvey.
What happens when something becomes Hefker in the first place? Nothing changes. Its status changes. If something becomes Hefker,
with all due respect, what I'm saying is he's not up for grabs. This is what makes him different from land.
Because he is the first one to grab himself.
So how does he do that?
By being.
All right. So then what's the difference with the kid, with the minor slave?
The minor has no ability to acquire. He's acquiring himself. And minor has no power of acquisition, according to Abishol.
So Anakama just intrinsically.
Says, minor can acquire himself from himself. Why not? But Abishol says, minor cannot pick up. If the minor finds something in the street and picks it up, biblically it's not his.
My point is, I don't understand the difference. I don't understand this whole concept, since he's not doing anything. Just by being, he automatically acquire. He may not want to acquire himself. He may choose to, he may sincerely in his heart want to be someone else's Evid. Why does he acquire himself automatically?
Right.
And if he does,
doesn't want to become free, I don't know if he goes free.
Okay. That to me makes a difference in this whole analysis. But okay, thank you.
Himi kasev get shichur leilu. Who freed him? Amar Saula answered, Dami hai rabbanan kuzegamri inchishmaitza. You know, this rabbi who asked me this question sounds like he never learned a piece of Gemara in his life. Means the answer is so simple that I have no idea how he asked this question. Fracture Gemara of the time am I. What is the answer? Amar Rav Nachman, Ksavar Ula, Avda Deger Ki Ishtai. Ma Ishtai Mishtalcha Mulaget, Avavadim Mishtalchem Belegat. Now, it's introducing a new concept. A woman can be free two ways: bill of divorce or death of her husband. Death accomplishes what divorce accomplished. Same thing. They both freed a woman. Well, death of a master accomplishes what a bill of divorce for the Eved, a bill of freedom, does. And therefore, the Eved goes free because death removes the Yisurim, just like death removed the Yisurim of Eishes Ish. Here's a married lady. What makes her not married? Either a divorce or death of her husband. Okay, an Eved goes free either by divorce, Shtar Shechur, or death of his master. Now the Gemara is going to ask, so what happens if he's kids? It should happen the same thing. A woman that husband dies doesn't belong to the kids. That's going to be the next Gemara's kasha, but let's digest each piece on its own. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Gershom Eis, Vein Le'yarshim, Kol Nechasim Hefker, Kono Atzim Hein Kaid Mul Chalodim, Lahavzik Vatzim and Hefker to acquire themselves. Abishalim Ektanim Ein Lam, Yad Liskas Atzimim. Me kaisim get shichur leilu, matel atirim b'Yisraelus, har mesu b'aylam. They died. Avda de ger kishta, klaimer, ein hefker zed daimer lehefker mechayim. This is not similar to a hefker done by an owner while he's still alive. The eved gomer l'olam isha. We learn that eved from Xer Shav of Isha, and this is a new thing. We know that an eved can get star shichur is compared to Isha. Kasuwa sefer, it says law, by the word by get. A chufsa lo nitin law, the freedom was not given to her, is written by a shivcha. Hilkach mechayim ein leitakana b'lei get kisha. Just like when the husband's alive, the only way to free her is a get. Hefker shalach amisa, kehecha de ishtam shalachas b'lei get, avde nami lo b'lei get. There is a new chiddush, that death of the master removes the isurim. Frakti Gemari Hachyafil Yisrael Nami. So every Yid that dies, the Eved should become a non-Eved, just like his wife becomes a non-wife. Zakti Gemara Amakra Vinitachal Tamaisim Vaznechem Achrechem L'Reshes Tachuzah. The Torah said not that way. You're right. The comparison of an Eved to an Isha should be the master dies, he goes free. Came up from the Torah said he doesn't go free as long as there's kids. Rashi. Yachi Yisrael Shemes Nami Lo Yiskuban Abavadov. The Kishdehem. Aren't they like his wife? His wife doesn't get inherited by his kids. So the answer, you're right. But the Torah made Xeris HaKasuf. When the Xeris HaKasuf doesn't apply, then the Xeris Shabbat applies. Just like a wife goes free, an Eved goes free. Zachalta Vaisim of Nechem Achreinim of Reshus Achuzah. That an Eved is inheritable.
That would apply to kids also. That would apply to the kids that are abundant.
I'm not sure exactly what you meant by that.
This is answering the machlokas of.
No, we're not getting involved in that. That's a. If you hold a kid can be kind to himself, there's no yarshim. In the case of that machlokas, can he acquire himself?
And there's no baal, so he's divorced.
If he can acquire himself. If he can't acquire himself, he doesn't become divorced.
Why does it have to jump to Yisrael? Why don't you just see if the ger has children?
Same thing. But Yisrael has yarshim anyway. That's the way we say yarshim. Yisrael doesn't need children. He has brothers, fathers, cousins. Rav Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning.